on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
The family of a man missing for more than a week after leaving a Medway supermarket have released a picture showing what he was wearing when he disappeared. Nigel Knights was last seen walking out of Morrison's in Strood on the 9th of May. Last night, around 100 people went to a candlelit vigil at a church in the town. Nicola Martin has a message for her stepdad.
Come home. Don't worry. It doesn't matter. We can help you get better. We love you. And don't think that now it's too late, that you've caused a fuss. You know, it doesn't matter. Just come home and we will sort it out for you.
We've tweeted the picture via at KMFM News. Meantime, the family of a Sitting Bull man who disappeared 6 years ago say they're desperate to see him, as he's been found in Spain. Matthew Green was last seen at his family home on Rock Road in May 2010, aged 26. Now 32, police say authorities in the country have spoken to him after becoming concerned for his welfare, but his family can't make contact due to data protection laws. His mum, Pauline, says it's mixed emotions.
All my Christmases have come at once. Oh, I feel so elated, ecstatic, but I've still got a missing piece of the jigsaw. I know he's there, but I can't reach him. It's just emotional roller coaster that now I'm near an end and I want it to end. But on a positive note.
KMFM News.
A man in his 40s has been taken to a London hospital with serious injuries following reports of a collision in Gravesend. Police were called to an incident in Crete Hall Road in Northfleet at around 12:30 this morning and have since spent more than 12 hours at a traveller's camp at Rosherville Way. Two men aged 18 and 27 have been arrested and remain in custody. A man's been questioned by police following reports of an assault in Maidstone. Officers went to Upper Stone Street just before 2 this morning and became concerned for his welfare. He was eventually detained 5 hours after they closed off the road. It's since been reopened. The Home Secretary is due to address the Police Federation of England and Wales as officers call for more of them to be armed with tasers. The Federation says they should be issued to all frontline bobbies who want them in an attempt to combat high levels of physical abuse. Roger Gray is a former firearms officer and says using tasers could save lives.
My officers aren't firing a man who had what turned out to be a fake firearm, and that man died. The tasers weren't available then. If they had been, you know, he'd have been alive. So we've got to weigh this one off very carefully. And I'm not saying, you know, that the whole police force should be on, because that doesn't sound as if that's what's being put forward.
Forensic teams have been spotted in Ashford following concerns for a resident at a block of flats. Police were called to Bybrook Road in Kennington this morning. It's not yet known what's happened. Three quarters of rail passengers are against plans to remove conductors from trains, according to a trade union. The RMT's questioned Southern customers ahead of a 24-hour strike on Wednesday. It'll affect services out of Tunbridge and Ashford International. Meantime, it's emerged trains partly powered by battery could be used on future services in a part of Kent. Rail bosses are looking into the idea as a way of improving services and journey times on future marshalling services between Ashford and Hastings. It was raised at a rail summit in Maidstone last night. Chris Denham is from Network Rail.
Ideally, what you do is you'd electrify the whole railway so you could run electric trains the whole way. Now, clearly, that comes with an enormous cost attached and also quite a long time scale. And actually, we recognise that the people who live on that line want something a lot sooner than that.
And years have had to cancel the rest of their American gigs supporting Ellie Goulding on tour. It's because frontman Ollie Alexander is unwell and has been told he needs to rest.
KMFM Sport.
In cricket, plays continuing on day 3 of Kent's Championship game away to Northamptonshire. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, a short while ago, the home side were on 318 for 6 in their first innings in response to Kent making 396 in their first go with the bat. It means they're behind by 78 runs with 4 wickets remaining. In footballer Manchester United and Bournemouth are due to play their rearranged Premier League fixture tonight. The original match on Sunday was abandoned over a security alert. United are 3 points behind rivals Manchester City in the table, but would need a win by 19 goals to move into the Champions League places. These fans are frustrated they didn't get a chance to see the initial game.
A bit disappointed. I come with my dad to in the handicap section here, so we've walked in here. Just disappointing, really, not to get the game go ahead.
We've travelled a long way to get to the match, and it's very disappointing that we're not being able to see it.
It wasn't the day we're expecting, but these things happen, don't they?
And in tennis, British number 5 James Ward has lost in the first qualifying round for the French Open. He was beaten in straight sets by Italy's Matteo Donati, a player ranked 99 places below him.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.